is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It's your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Bubba J in Alabama. Bubba J, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, y'all talking about horses the other day.
Yeah, we've been talking about horses quite a bit this week. One of the Free State Project members had his home raided, his property invaded by about a dozen police officers, several volunteers. They came in and essentially stole 12 of his 30 horses, claiming that there were possible welfare issues with the horses, but it was clear that they weren't so interested in investigating the other horses that were running around the property just because they were a lazy bunch of bureaucrats and they didn't want to do any work. So didn't seem like they were that concerned about welfare, and what it turned out was that it's really more likely just a vendetta against Brian Travis, the man that was victimized in this case.
Two years ago, the government stole four of my horses, too.
Is that right?
Yes.
How'd that happen?
It was about 3 in the morning, and they come with the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And they took my three ponies and one big horse. But,
that's awful. What happened?
But 4 days later, I get a call from the government person saying one of his employees actually sexually molested one of my horses. I actually got the video.
That sounds horrible.
I got the video of this.
Yeah, did you get it online?
No.
Did you watch Equus? Have you seen the video of the guy that gets his essentially his internals ruptured and dies as a result of having sex with a horse? That one's crazy.
No.
But you're saying your horse was molested. The horse didn't actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, ever since that happened, my pony is very depressed.
Yeah, that could really change someone's life, you know what I mean? That's
because,
tough.
It's about 13 inches.
Oh, my goodness. I think that's about as far as we can go. And I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah.
Big call.
Oh, it was good. It was kind of a good one, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't too shabby.
Right away, as soon as he started talking, I thought, come on, dude. Yeah, talk in your real voice. Send a million of those characters.
Right, you can do a better fake call if you don't sound fake. Like, if you sound like a real person telling a good fake story, then it's much more convincing.
Yeah, there was kind of a punchline coming there with the
13 inches. So,
yeah,
that's far enough. All right, so we continue here and talk to Anthony in Florida. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just had some reflections from the Liberty Forum.
Was a good time. The Liberty Forum, excellent. Enjoyed it a lot. I know, Wayne, you were there for a little bit of it, and it was great, wasn't
right.
it?
Mary Ruart was terrific. Finally got a chance to shake her hand. I saw some good pictures with Ian.
Yeah. So what did you think about it, Anthony?
I really liked it. I liked all the speakers and everything. But I don't know. It kind of made me rethink the whole coming to New Hampshire thing.
Why is that?
I don't know, it just made me rethink it. I don't know why, it just did.
Well, most people rethink it and they decide they want to come sooner rather than later. What do you think it was? You're not really sure, you can't put your finger on what it was?
No, it was just something about the whole drinking thing.
The drinking thing? I don't understand.
I'm not really into that, you know?
Okay, I don't really understand what you're getting at. Are you suggesting that everyone in New Hampshire drinks?
You know, like, how, like, a lot of people, like, they're, like, drinking stuff?
Yeah, a lot of people tend to drink, period, in the society.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It didn't seem like something I wanted to be with. I don't know.
Right, well, you shouldn't be with people that, you know, you shouldn't be with people that you're not comfortable around. I mean, I don't think you should. I mean, if you, you know, you want to find a nice book study club or something like that, and I'm sure there are people in New Hampshire that don't drink. I don't know very many of them, but there are people out here.
Yeah, I'm just still undecided about it.
That's fine. Can I ask how old you are, just out of curiosity?
18.
Okay. So have you ever had a drink before?
No, because I can't drink.
Why is that?
I have epilepsy.
Oh my goodness! And yeah.
Yeah, I can't drink with my pills. That wouldn't go too good.
Right, and so you don't feel like when other people are around drinking that you really fit in because they're drinking, and that's sort of a culture that you can't be a part of, and so you feel kind of left out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, there is no doubt that the Liberty Forum is a festive atmosphere, but I mean, certainly during the daytime, people aren't drinking. They're enjoying the various different speakers and the panel discussions. Were you also turned off by any of that?
No, I had fun. It was a good time.
Okay.
I don't mind people drinking around me. It's just that I don't know. I'm just still undecided.
Did the smell of marijuana smoke bother you too? Because that was in the elevators and the second, third, and sixth floors.
It didn't really bother me. No.
No, that doesn't bug you. So drinking bad, little marijuana smoke, not a problem.
No.
Okay.
I just didn't.
Okay, well, thank you for the call tonight, and I wish you good luck in your decision. 800-259-9231. You know, when you're at the Liberty Forum, there are certain people that are, I don't know, less than sociable. And in any liberty-oriented event, there are always going to be those people. And, in fact, I myself was less than sociable in my past. I've had to, I was an introvert a long time ago, and I've had to work at becoming more extroverted. So it's something that people can really take some time to change about themselves. And when you're 18 years old, you probably just not even out of mom's house yet in many cases, and you're not really in the real world yet. You have probably haven't had a whole lot of opportunities to develop those things. Or it doesn't sound like at least Anthony has had, or if he has, he's felt uncomfortable because he can't drink because of a physical condition. And I can see how that would feel unusual to someone or make one feel reticent about being around that, because it's just something you just can't relate to people on. At the same time, I think there are a lot of people that have the ability to be around people that are drinking and enjoy themselves. I think there are people that drink and have fun, and I think there are people that drink and get angry. So it really depends on who you're surrounding yourself with, how far overboard do they go. And having been at the Liberty Forum this past weekend and at the nighttime parties, I can say there were very few people that went overboard. Of the people that were drinking, it seemed like most people had it under control. There's always going to be the handful of people that goes overboard in any group, but the size that we were with, maybe what, 300-400 people there at any given point in time.
People learn very quickly not to drink too much because their picture's going to be on the internet.
Yeah.
50 beer cans stacked up.
It's like last year.
Yeah.
Keith did that last year.
Yeah, we did that with Keith. But, you know, I hardly ever see you drink, Ian.
And I had some drinks this weekend.
Well, I mean, but I hardly ever see you drink in general. But what I mean is when people go to the Liberty Forum, a lot of people who hardly ever drink, including myself, sometimes will have one or two just because it's an event that it's worthy of drinking. It's fun. It doesn't happen very often. And as long as you don't overdo it, then drinking, in my opinion, is okay. Now, my wife would beg to differ with me on that, but that's how I feel about it. I stop at two. I have two beers or two glasses of wine. I'm done for the night.
You know, there's a place in this movement, Wayne, for somebody who isn't really sociable, who isn't interested in being in those social situations. There's a lot of socializing that goes on within the Free State Project, within the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire. There are weekly social gatherings where drinking goes on, but people are enjoying one another's company, and they're socializing with one another. And, you know, that's just something that happens in American society. But there are people that they're just not comfortable with that, and they, for whatever the reason is, they're just not comfortable with those activities. But there's a place for that those kinds of people in an activist movement, because it's those kind of people that do a great job at, you know, building a website, or they might do a great job writing a letter to the editor or something else, one of those behind the scenes activism things where you don't have to be out on Front Street holding signs or socializing with people or networking or doing any of that. You can be a total introvert and, you know, sit in your study and spend all your time there and go meet a book club or something like that, or sew with some ladies. You know, there are all kinds of different things that more introverted people, I think, can do. And if what you're saying is alcohol, I think you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. I mean,
Ben Franklin had a lot of bad habits, too, I understand.
I don't know if they were introverted. More on the way here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. March 18th through the 21st.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-884-1295. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-884-1295. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-884-1295. Again, 1-800-884-1295.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, by the way, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Free at shrine.freetalklive.com. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL. FTL at AdamEve.com.
And guys, buy the naughty schoolgirl outfit for your girlfriend. You won't be sorry.
That's AdamEve.com. Is that a testimonial, Wayne?
I can't say.
Okay. So just a few more thoughts here, because we were discussing during the break the last call from Anthony down in Florida. He was talking about the Liberty Forum, which I thought was a fantastic event. Everything that I've heard from everyone up until Anthony was very, very positive about the Liberty Forum, And he was saying that, yeah, he's not so sure about this whole moving to New Hampshire thing because people drink there, or people within the Liberty movement drink.
Well, some people have a judgment about that. Maybe he's brought up as a strict Baptist. We don't know.
Well, he said he's got a physical ailment. He possibly could start a seizure if he has alcohol. So, you know, that's certainly something he wants to avoid personally, and I completely respect that.
But you know something? If you're not drinking and everybody else is, they kind of look like a bunch of jerks unless you're drinking too. Do you ever notice that?
They look like jerks? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I've been in situations.
Drunk people can be loud.
Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes I think if you don't drink or you can't drink for some reason, you're someplace where somebody's having a good time and they're loose and everything. I've felt uncomfortable certain situations where I was training or something. I didn't want to drink, and everybody else was. I didn't enjoy myself.
I can see how that could be. I mean, having been someone who up until recently did not drink, I for a number of years of my adult life just stopped and didn't drink because I really didn't know how to drink responsibly. When I was younger, I had no idea what that even meant. I mean, to me, you drank to get drunk, and boy, did I, right? That's what happened, and it usually didn't. It ended up not resulting in positive things, right?
Did your parents drink at all?
No, not at all. Once in a while, my mom would have a glass of wine, like once a year with a special dinner or something like that. But that was about the extent of it.
See, I was really happy. My grandfather, my Italian grandfather, when we would have dinner at his house, even when I was a little kid, they just pour me a little tiny glass with just a little bit of wine in it just for me to sip and just to have, so that I didn't think it was some kind of novelty or something. And it tasted terrible to me, so I never really...
Yeah, who wants that as a kid,
yeah,
right?
Never wanted it. So I think that's probably a better strategy. Now, my wife has the opposite strategy, the prohibition strategy.
Oh, boy, that's not going to work out.
Which I'm going to have to take my son out and give him half a beer here and there and wean him on him slowly.
She's not listening, right?
Well, she is. I'm going to get in trouble when I go home.
Wayne's on the couch tonight.
Or in the basement with the dogs. Yeah.
So yeah, drinking, a lot of people do it. It's a reality in the American society. I did finally learn from Julia how to drink responsibly, and since then I've been having a good time with it. You know, my max is 3 beers. If I've had 3, that's I'm cut off, because at the Liberty Forum, I had 3 on Saturday night.
You must have been bombed.
I wasn't bombed, but it was to the point where, like, I was just to the point where I'd had enough, because I was on the 3rd floor, and I wanted to go back to my room on the 2nd floor. I got up into the stairwell and realized I'd hit the 4th floor, and I realized, okay, I've definitely had enough. Time to go back down. So it's not like I was running into walls or anything like that, but my sense of direction was a little screwy.
I walked into a ladies' room by accident one time. I heard
screaming. Come on now, Wayne. Yeah, accident.
I just staggered. No, I didn't. My friend put his hand over the door.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. So I got him back.
What'd you do?
I did the same thing to him the next time he got drunk.
Really? And it worked?
And it worked.
Smooth.
Yeah.
So 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you want to comment on the whole drinking/socializing thing. We were talking during the break about, you know, getting out of your comfort zone. Can you refresh? Because the audience didn't hear that conversation.
Yes. Ian had mentioned in the last segment that he was introverted, and that he had to come out of it. He had to make an effort to be more sociable, to interact with people more, because if left to his own devices, he'd probably be home or he'd be on his computer and not talking to anybody, because that's easier and safer. But when you can step outside of your comfort zone, you will grow. You will have a lot of new rich experiences. You will see a lot of places and things you've never seen before. I actually became an actor because I was very introverted growing up. My brother, my younger brother, was the gregarious, outgoing one who was popular and a little nuts, but, you know.
Were you a little jealous of him? Was that your motivation? Because he was so popular, like with the ladies or whatever? That...
Well, I mean, we both didn't have any trouble in that regard.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
that's
I was
good.
Just more the introverted one, and I wanted to be more like him, and I don't think I was.
So you
jealous,
saw some benefit.
But I saw some benefit. I mean, he went too far. I mean, he
oh, really?
Went way too far with that, but I saw balance there, and so that's one reason why I got into acting, because I really wanted to. I knew that to be where I wanted to be in my life, I had to be more extroverted. I had to explore that part of myself. So I just would take steps, half a step outside my comfort zone, and stretch and stretch.
That's
and
all
stretch.
You can do. You can't do anything greater than that.
And
you
then
really
you have
can't.
To keep. And you have to keep it up, because if you go back into the safe place again, then you will start to contract again. So it's a constant effort to keep growing and to keep relating with people at a higher level.
And there's no better place, I don't think, for somebody who loves liberty to try that approach, to actually step outside of their comfort zone, because there's so much going on here. I mean, when you're a liberty-oriented individual and you're an introvert and you're living somewhere else besides New Hampshire, it's easy to stay by yourself and do nothing because, or when I say do nothing, I mean like, you know, internet things and stuff like that, not actual going out and physically appearing somewhere to engage in activism, because there's nothing going on. I mean, back in Sarasota, it was a kind of a running joke that Ian was a hermit. Well, here, I've been out so much, Wayne, I haven't been getting work done. So,
isn't that great?
It's so different here, but there's just so much to choose from. If you want to be an introvert, you still can. No one's going to stop you from that. But if you want to grow, if you want to explore those new areas in life, and that is stepping outside of your boundaries, there are great opportunities for it here, not just in the meeting people area, but also in the activism area and the non-cooperation and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, since I've known you, Ian, I think you have been more extroverted. You're warmer. Your personality is really blossoming, because I think you do get out and see people more. And I think the cold weather actually is a benefit for that. Because,
really?
Yeah. You know, in Sarasota, where you were before, I lived there for a while, too, is that you're cooped up indoors more because it's hot outside most of the time. And you'll find that you actually don't get out as much, because you go from an air-conditioned house to an air-conditioned car to an air-conditioned office or store or whatever. And I think there's less opportunities in many cases for social interaction. Whereas when you're in a cold climate, you're confined to quarters. So you tend to go places. And you know, you go to these small places where you have to be right in somebody's face more. And I think that the people up here, when you get to know them, can be very warm and pleasant. But it's a different lifestyle up here. But I like it. I grew up in New England, and I do like the four seasons.
I think it's great. I haven't regretted it one bit. And it's interesting to make those observations, because I'm obviously not on the outside, so I can't really observe that about myself necessarily. Although I certainly know that I have changed even over the 2.5 years that I've been here in New Hampshire. And I think it's all been positive. And it's great being around these people, and it's great having so much to do. But if you think it's uncomfortable and you don't want to go into these situations, stay where you are. Stay in your comfort zones. It's up to you. 800-259-9231. You can be happy in your comfort zones. There's no doubt about that. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. You can be happy wherever you are. It's all up to you to make that choice. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And our friends at SACL CAI have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your phone calls, Mike is on the line in New Hampshire. On the amp
line. Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Mike Barsky.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Hi,
by the way,
everyone.
You know what, Mike? I'm sorry. We were so distracted with all of the things that happened at your trial today, we forgot to say what happened with your trial today. So
perfect. You call in and tell us firsthand.
Right. Well, I know you were calling for a different reason, but do you mind recapping what actually happened to you? Because we covered everything else.
Well, right. Actually, everything else was far more important for the purpose of liberty, especially what Jesse did. That was just fantastic.
Yeah.
You covered what Jesse did with the hat, right?
Yes. They allowed hats into the courtroom this time after they had arrested him for it 2 weeks ago.
Right. It's just ridiculous and an arbitrary deed caused by government. It's just pathetic. Not much happened to me. I mean, they dropped 2 charges of the 6 because they knew they didn't have a case, and the other because I had already fixed whatever problem they were citing me for.
Mm-hmm.
The other 4 charges, they found me guilty, even though I clearly found contradictions in the cop's testimony giving beyond reasonable doubt, yet the judge didn't think so. So they found me guilty. Then in my closing statement, I said, all of these are victimless crimes. There's no victim but me. If you assess a fine, I'm not going to pay it. And then the judge assessed a fine and a jail term, both of which were already satisfied or suspended, so I walked out free.
But well, and there was a jail term of like 40-something days that is suspended
right.
for, was it a year of so-called good behavior?
Yeah, 1 year.
Now, so one of the other things I wanted to point out about, and by the way, it was a great closing statement. I thought that was awesome. And
thank you.
I thought you did
That's probably the only thing I did, you know, liberty-wise, other than, you know, try and defend myself, actually stated to the judge and to the court and the bailiffs and whomever else was listening, and hopefully videos will get out, that these are victimless crimes that they're assaulting us. But actually, one other good thing happened from that. The judge kind of, like, left character and left the trial for a moment and actually asked me what my philosophy was. She said,
yeah.
during the trial, she said, do you think, Michael, that, or Mr. Barsky or whatever, that... if there was no victim, there is no crime? And I said, yes, that's correct. And,
yep.
you know, that had nothing to do with the trial. But I think, wow, she was actually curious.
Yeah, she was being somewhat nice. I mean, she was still being a tyrant today, but she
yeah.
was at least being nice about it. And
correct.
So, go ahead, Wayne.
I was going to say that these people have to know that if they were in trouble by a real criminal, we would all come to their aid. But
yeah.
the problem is there are so damn many laws that nobody knows what they are anymore. This whole thing, bloat at every level of government and society is just beyond recognition now. We have to trim all this stuff back and start over from the basics if we want to have a functional society.
Right.
So let's see. Well, the other point I wanted to make was, so this judge was being relatively nice to you, and you came out of it with this sentence of time served, basically. There was the suspended sentence as well, but for a lot of it was, well, you already spent 6 days in jail, so time served, guilty. If they were to found you not guilty, then those 6 days in jail would have been something you could have taken action on to where that was wrongful imprisonment. I mean, if he was not guilty of all of these crimes, that would have been wrongful imprisonment. So they essentially have to find you guilty in order to keep their system seeming somewhat legitimate.
Or just to cover their butts. It's ironic because I am not one to use the state's aggression against anyone else, even the state. So I wouldn't have sued him for wrongful imprisonment. I would have been pissed, but I wouldn't have pursued it.
Does that mean you will not be appealing?
Actually, I'm not sure. There's a good reason to appeal would be to make the point that all of these are victimless crimes in front of a jury.
Yeah.
But it would be at the cost of, if they find me guilty, I might get a harsher sentence. So I'm not sure it's worth it to me to do that.
Is that true? I didn't realize that. That's interesting.
Well, yeah, if they found me guilty again, it would be a different judge, and he or she may not give me the same sentence. They might give me the full year or not suspended 45 days or whatever. So I'm not sure I'm willing to take that risk just to take 12 people on a jury and make the point that these are victimless.
Plus, you've also got something coming up that you could possibly appeal with perhaps a little bit more success, and that is going to be the Freedom Fest thing. The people, the Keene government people are attacking you for organizing what was the best Keene Freedom Fest ever. It was last October. You put it together. It was brilliant. There were musical performers. There were tables, outreach tables, food vendors. It was a great time. People got together and enjoyed themselves on a Saturday morning here in Keene, and they came after you for it, charging you with, and if I got this, correct me if I'm wrong, but basically charging you with assembly without a permit.
That's precisely correct.
And that's a violation, is it not?
It is only a violation. That is also correct.
So, meaning it's not a misdemeanor, that the worst that can come out of this is some sort of fine, which obviously you aren't interested in paying. So,
that's also correct.
Right. So they're going after you on this Freedom Fest thing. That's going to be happening. The trial for that is on May 1st. And so I guess my question for you is, Mike, are you going to organize the next Freedom Fest, or is that somebody else this time?
I am definitely going to participate. I think it's a fun event and a worthwhile event. You know, there's been suggestions that we do it communist style and everyone or no one organizes, but I have no problem organizing it again. I didn't do anything wrong.
You are a courageous, heroic man, Mike Barsky. KeeneFreedomFest.com is the website you put together if people want to take a look at that. But none of this was the reason you were calling. You're actually calling to comment on the kind of the conversation we were having about being extroverted versus introverted. And so go ahead.
Right. There was a previous caller tonight who, I think his name was Anthony, and he was calling because he was disturbed that there was so much alcohol intake that he discovered at the Liberty Forum, and that's why he was rethinking moving to New Hampshire.
Yes.
And when I was at the Liberty Forum in the evenings, I met a guy named Anthony who might have been this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He basically seemed very shy to me. He you know, I introduced myself to him, and then when I saw him numerous times throughout the next two evenings, he was always leaning against a wall or in the back, and, you know, there's a group of people standing right in front of him talking, and he didn't introduce himself, and I'm not saying he's bad or that that is bad, but I think it's a factor in what he likes or dislikes about people drinking. He might be just shy in general, or he might be shy around people who drink, but I can also, if he's listening, I can also tell him that I hardly ever drink, and I know two friends here in the movement in New Hampshire that do not drink, and we all go to the social events, and we have a good time. Also, the people of, you know, I know maybe 150 people here, and most of them drink, and of those that do like alcohol, none of them are drunk all the time. It's just a social activity. It's just not that big of a deal.
Absolutely, and that's kind of one of the points I was making, is there are people that will come and they'll have a soda, or they'll have a water or something like that when people get together and they have a social event that primarily does involve alcohol. There are generally people there who, like you, Mike, are just not participating in that aspect, but they don't have any problem socializing. You know, not having a alcoholic drink in your hand doesn't prevent you from being sociable with people that do. So I think you're right. I think it is just a general shyness issue. And that is a tough one to overcome. It really is.
Well, you mentioned that he had medication.
He mentioned what?
That he had medication he took that precluded him from drinking. And maybe that's part of it, too. Maybe if he had a drink or half a drink, he'd loosen up a little bit. Maybe he'd be a little more extroverted as well.
Right.
What do you think, Mike?
I think that's certainly a possibility, but I'm not even going to suggest it to him. If he doesn't want to drink, don't drink. I just would suggest to him that he rethink that being the reason that he doesn't move here.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't suggest that somebody lube up and drink something in order to become more gregarious or more vociferous. I would suggest that they make a concerted effort to learn about being interested in other people. You know, go and pick up Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. It'll change your life as somebody who's, you know, an introvert. And then learn how to ask people questions. You, really being a good social listen to people more than it is blabbing on about yourself.
Right.
Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. Appreciate your input.
Thanks for the show.
Yep, because the fact about people is, and this is a fact almost across the board, is that people, for the most part, love to talk about themselves. So all you have to do is learn how to ask people questions, like, how do you feel, etc. We can get back into that more. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most moldy vitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include, archives, whole year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You know, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Tim is in New Hampshire. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Tim, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had an interesting day today. Okay. I was down at the police station, and one of the officers told me that he had a warrant for my arrest.
Why were you down at the police station in the first place?
Well, I was there to be booked. It was a judge's order. It was a condition of bail. I was actually I had been accused of something else. Accused me of receiving stolen property.
Oh dear.
And so I asked him, well, what property is it that you're accusing me of having received? And he said it was a couple pistol frames. And they had searched my home and taken all my firearms and ammunition, a bunch of firearms parts last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently they decided that they thought, or at least they claimed, that two of the frames that they took from my home were stolen. And I discovered that at least one of them, I believe both of them, are frames that I had made myself. I had machined them. They started their lives as just one is a chunk of steel and one is a chunk of aluminum. And using a friend's milling machine, I machined them into firearm frames.
So how did they determine that these frames that you handmade were stolen?
I'm not sure. I made them so that they would actually be compatible with a lot of parts from a certain manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And they claimed that manufacturer had reported some pistol frames stolen.
But are there serial numbers on there to justify that?
No, there are no serial numbers or maker's marks or anything like that. I hadn't quite finished them yet.
Are these guys after you? I mean, they've got something. They got it in for you?
I think they probably do. You know, a few years back, I had filed a complaint with the Attorney General's office because the chief had been blatantly breaking the law. And you know, even after I pointed out to him, he said, "I don't care what the law says. You're going to follow my rules."
Of course, typical and, tyrant.
Yeah. So I contacted an attorney who then explained to him that you know that he needed to follow the law. And it didn't seem to have an immediate effect, so I went ahead and filed a complaint with the Attorney General's office, and then eventually he started complying with the law.
Hmm.
But
then you got targeted.
I believe so.
Well, it figures. I mean, it's just so common that that's the first thing I jump to. It just makes sense. What was that the reason why they came and raided your house and confiscated a bunch of things in the first place?
Well, they had, the first time when they went into my house and searched and took all my property or all my firearms and ammunition and stuff, they actually showed up with a order of protection that had been taken out against me. It was a temporary ex parte order. So I mean, they had a legitimate reason legally for taking my firearms.
You know, is this your wife that put that order of protection out?
Yeah. She had actually left me last year, and after I had tried to get her and my kids to come back, the person that she was living with told her that somebody had told him that I had done something to one of my children.
Oh dear.
And you know, but. Anyway, when I finally got a hearing, the judge threw out the order of protection. He said that she had given him no basis on which to issue an order.
But they didn't give you your firearms back?
Right. They said I need to get a court order telling them that they have to return them before they'll return them.
What a scam.
Yeah.
And so then they poked around and they determined that a couple of them were allegedly stolen, and you're saying you manufactured those from by hand. So did they arrest you for that? I mean, you're talking to us right now. You're not calling from a jail cell, I presume.
Right. Yeah. They arrested me and brought me to the courthouse, and I had a little bail thing where I had to fill out some paperwork and promise to show up in court. So after I was done with that, they brought me back and I was able to go home.
Wow, that's just outrageous. I mean, it's just the whole receiving stolen property crime, so-called crime alone bugs me, because how are you supposed to know? I mean, if you'd gone to a gun show, for instance, and someone had sold you those two things, that let's presume you didn't manufacture them by hand and that you actually purchased them, how can it possibly be the consumer's responsibility to ascertain whether or not a product that is being sold to them is stolen?
Right. I mean, there's no way they can prove it, and I can prove that it's not stolen and that I made it myself, but...
Well, so then it should be a closed case, but nonetheless, your time shouldn't be wasted with this. I mean, you've got better things to do with your life than keep defending yourself in courtroom trials where they continue to try to throw you in a jail cell.
Certainly. What I was being booked for was a couple felonies that I was accused of. Which, as far as I know, they have no, there are things that I didn't do, and, you know, as far as I know, they don't have anything as far as evidence goes, you know, other than just accusations. Unfortunately, I got maligned in the press. Even the newspapers couldn't get the story straight as far as what the accusations were, and the police lied to the reporters. Gave them some false information.
Typical.
So it's been difficult, but you know, I'm just gonna try try to keep on and do the right thing, and hopefully this will all get straightened out.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you for the call and the story tonight, and I'm sorry to hear about the continued harassment, and unfortunately it's just a reality. I mean, people think they can play the political game and be safe, but if you stick your head up too high, even in the political realm, there's a chance they'll go after you. I mean, in this case, he was just saying, hey, you need to follow your own laws. He pointed out where the police chief was breaking their own rules, and he made it public. And as a result of him making himself visible in that way, the state came after him. Just like the state came after Brian Travis and his family earlier this week when his horses were when his wife's horses were stolen, because he'd stuck his head up above water and essentially said, hey, I'm somebody who you can't push around. I'm not going to obey like most people. I'm going to record you. Or that's what his son was doing. His son was recording one of the cops while he was on his own property. His son was on his son being on that property, not the cop. The cop was out in the road. So the son was recording. Cooper was recording the cop. Cop arrested him for it. And so the fact that they didn't just back down, the fact that they didn't just let them in and let them search and let them do whatever it is they wanted to do is why they've been targeted. And you know what? In some of the comments on the story, which has been big in the news up here in New Hampshire recently, this a listener of ours who had his horses stolen, in the comments area, some people will say as much. They will say things like, well, if you just done what they wanted you to do, none of this would have happened. Well, duh, that's the big problem. Is the problem is these government people come around and they make whatever demands they want to make about what you need to do for your to make them happy with how you're living your life and how you're taking care of your property or whatever the issue might be. You have to jump through whatever hoops they say to jump through, or else. And we all know inherently that there's that or else out there. They don't always say or else. They don't always tell you what's going to happen. But everybody knows that behind every government program, behind every government demand, there's always that inherent threat of force, that threat of violence being used against your life and your freedom.
Yeah, the gun in the room.
Yeah, and we're all well aware of it. And now people are finally saying, no more of this. I've had it, and I'm not going to put up with it all anymore. I'm going to start disobeying just a little bit here and there. And even just a little bit of disobedience sends these people into a fit of rage. They are not used to people disobeying. They're not used to people going against their policies and standing up and being verbal about it and being upfront about it.
Rage and revenge. I've been to Brian's place before, and my wife is a horse person, and I was very impressed with how well they had taken care of the horses, considering they had to bring all those horses over from Colorado,
yep,
and house them and put shelters up for them. And I know that his wife cares for those horses very much. She loves those horses.
That's all that I've heard from anybody that's been there, is that the horses have been taken care of just fine. They're doing great. And the government is absolutely out of control, and it's time people started saying no. We need more people.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.